From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States considers stepped-up military action against Islamic State. The Obama administration is set to step up military pressure on Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. prepared to move additional resources is prepared to do that to Iraq when notified.
The United States is prepared to assist the Iraqi army with additional unique capabilities to help them finish the job, including attack helicopters and accompanying advisors, if circumstances dictate and if requested by Prime Minister Abadi.
Carter told lawmakers the fight against the militant group could use more help from other countries around the world. He added that the U.S. has asked about 40 countries for more contributions, including special operations forces and weapons. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations will meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. Russian foreign minister told Russia's RIA news agency Moscow will use the meeting to call for what he called an intensification of joint efforts against terrorism. The U.S. and Russia have struggled to find common ground as they carry out separate military campaigns in Syria, where the civil war has killed more than 250,000 people. Most U.S. airstrikes have targeted the Islamic State extremist group, while the Russian bombs have mostly hit other Syrian rebel groups, including some backed by the West. The U.S. State Department confirmed the Friday meeting, saying Washington's delegation will be led by Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson. The meeting will focus on efforts to forge a political transition and on the framework and architecture for a ceasefire, said a State Department spokesman. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least 50 people died during a Taliban attack on a key airport that ended late Wednesday. Authorities say the last of the 11 Taliban militants involved in the attack was killed more than 24 hours after the assault got underway at Kandahar Airfield in the southern part of the country. Officials say nearly a dozen heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield. NATO troops have a military base there, but there were no NATO casualties reported. With time running out at climate talks near Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged nations to set aside their differences and reach a strong deal that puts the planet on a more sustainable trajectory. He also announced the U.S. will double grants for poor nations to adapt to climate change to $860 million. For VOA, Lisa Bryan has more on the talks from Paris.
With just hours left to go to reach a climate deal, Secretary of State Kerry summed up his message in just a few words.
Our task is clear. Our moment is now. Let's get this job done.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who is presiding over the talks outside Paris, says a new draft introduced Wednesday is whittled down. It's now 29 pages instead of 43, and agreement appears close in areas like climate change adaptation and technology transfer to poorer countries. Kerry said any deal reached in Paris should be considered a start and not an end in cutting carbon emissions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
One of the most well-known Muslims in the United States appears to have joined the rising chorus of criticism of U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump over his proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States. In a short statement issued Wednesday titled Presidential Candidates Proposing to Ban Muslim Immigration to the United States, former heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali urged his fellow Muslims to push back against those who use Islam to advance their own personal agenda. Trump has been under fire since unveiling his proposal earlier this week in a written statement at a campaign rally in South Carolina in response to a shooting rampage at a government center in San Bernardino, California, that left 14 people dead. The attack was carried out by a husband and wife Muslim couple investigators say had been radicalized. Although he didn't mention the leading Republican candidate by name, the 73-year-old Ali said political leaders who have openly denounced his religion have alienated many from learning about Islam. True Muslims know, he said, or should know, that it goes against our religion to try and force Islam on anyone. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.